our friend Christopher Terry. He is a professor of media law at the University of Minnesota. We're also joined
This is Lee Hazelwood.
And Nancy Sinatra.
You know, some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm going to turn on
WGXC Macra Hudson Catskill.
Hey, cowboy, where'd you get that funny hat?
90.7 FM.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Max Hamill of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports for the Times Union that on August 3rd, Governor Kathy Hochul announced $108 million to help schools address learning loss during the COVID-19 pandemic and to support mental health. Hochul said, and I quote, "If we don't give young people support now, it will be irreversible. We are setting them up for a lifetime of dependency," end quote. School officials such as Education Commissioner Betty A. Rosa were enthusiastic, saying, and I quote, "Together we know we can do great things in partnership with the governor. We can provide innovative resources to meet student needs in these unprecedented times," end quote. Schools and Cooperative Educational Services can apply for the funding by August 18th for the first round of the program. 60% of the money is promised to schools outside New York City. Hochul said she heard from a student in the Bronx that there was just one guidance counselor for 700 students with a month-long waiting list. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're going to fix this. We're not going to abandon you," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup. Greene County Emergency Medical Services wants a 12.8% funding increase next year, with $2,171,000 from Greene County and $382,000 to be split among the 14 towns there. Funding keeps paramedics in fly cars 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in a county with a large valley and a big mountainous area. When the agency was started in 2000, call volume was less than 800, but Greene County EMS President Mark Evans said, and I quote, "We anticipate in the next year or two we will break 4,000 calls," end quote. Earlier this year, Greene County EMS added 3 ventilators to its fleet, the first regional agency with ventilators. Evans said, and I quote, "They have only been on the trucks for 3 weeks and have already been times, end quote. The story does not say when Greene County legislators will vote on the funding. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the Catterskills Farm Natural Storehouse Health Food Store in Greenport closes August 31st after 27 years open. Martha Stevenson of Greenport said, and I quote, "I've been coming here for the last 7 years. The prices were fair, and I liked that they made me feel welcome when I walked through the door. It's a shame that so many businesses are closing. First the Salvation Army Thrift Store, now this," end quote. The store will continue to operate a Catskill location where the 6 Greenpoint employees will be transferred to. Brian McGowan, Chief Executive Officer for Catterskill Farm Natural Storehouse, said, and I quote, "My wife and I started the business back in 1996, and we've grown the business, taken over more space. To be honest, we really wanted to retire by selling the store, but our lease expired at the end of December. Our emails, phone calls, and texts have gone unanswered since the early part of February. They haven't responded to our attorney's email either. For 27 years, we have paid our rent on time every single month. The only thing I can assume is that they don't want us as a tenant anymore," end quote. The landlord, TRG, could not be reached for comment. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees and a north wind at 3 to 7 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 56 degrees and a northwest wind at around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Rue of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Number 10.
Next, here is a recording from the band Stars Like Fleas from their 2008 album Early Riser. It was recorded live at Wave Farm. See if you can hear the Greene County birds singing along.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
The satellite is playing, twisted in a grain. Sundays on the canyon floor. But I can hear you loud and clear through the static and the beam. And the squelch is music all the way. This Hollywood divine is Broad Street hollow rhymes, crazed up. Thank you.
number.
Eight.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
You ain't nothing but a hound. number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
Numbers.
Five. Thank you.
Situation search instead of bullets. Held by data processing. instead of grains into data, instead of grains into data. Suggestion.
It turns out we did qualify.
I am not suggestible. I am not open to suggestion.
NYC, ABC.
Number
4.
I'm sorry. Two.
number
one.
Shell.